Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, sometimes stories write themselves. I could just read a story and go, there you go, told you. That's how it works. But that wouldn't be any fun. And I have to earn my fun time here on YouTube. So I've got a good story where a girl decides to dump two nice guys. Now, granted, neither one was perfect for her, but she still dated them at the same time instead of dating one and saying, not right for me, and then dating the other and saying, not right for me. She dates them both at the same time and then dumps them for the bad boy. And then there's a twist. I won't give away the twist. I almost just did. I'm not going to give away the twist yet. Stay tuned in to find out. All right, here we go. I dumped two nice guys so I could date a jerk. It's not because nice guys finish last, says the woman that made the nice guys finish last. I've heard a lot of guys complain that women never go for a nice guy, and that they're attracted to a-holes who mistreat them. Usually the guys who complain about this aren't legit nice guys, but just jerks who think they are. But that's beside the point. I won't get into that here. You know, the thing about nice guys saying, this actually happened to a friend of mine, female friend of mine, where she was texting a guy. He seemed reasonably nice. They went on one date. It didn't work out. She said, you know, I had a good time, but I just don't think we're a good match. And he text bombed her into oblivion with messages and hateful things to her. So yes, sometimes nice guys aren't so nice. Other times nice guys are nice, but apparently not the one she met. I've been on the other side of that complaint. I've been the girl who dumped the nice guy so I could go for the bad guy instead. In fact, I've done worse than that. I dumped two nice guys at once for a bad boy, which means she had to date two guys at once. You're a good person, aren't you? But it's not because I get turned off by nice guys or because I can't resist that alpha jerk. Yes, it is. The real reason is more complicated than that. No, it isn't. That time, I flip-flop between two nice guys. I met Cody at a party through some mutual friends. He flirted with me. And because this was before smartphones were a thing, I gave my email address instead of her phone number. We got to know each other online. He invited me to a party at someone's apartment. Instead of staying with a crowd, we spent the entire night on the roof talking. Before the night ended, he gave me an awkward hug and then said more to the air than me. F it. I'm just going to go for it. And he gave me an awkward kiss. This is how I found myself with him. Well, that seemed easy. Let's see. That's Cody. Okay. Cody was nice and I appreciated that. But after a while, it was clear there wasn't much else happening between us. He never showed me a whole lot of interest in me. In fact, I was the one who had to initiate all the physical contact between us. For the most part, we were friendly. We talked a lot, but had a hard time feeling like I was actually dating him. I almost got the impression Cody wanted to have a girlfriend more than he wanted me to be his girlfriend. That happens. So she broke up with him. Oh, no, wait. No, she didn't. She kept dating him. Soon after meeting Cody, Todd took an interest in me. Todd was really attractive. He was a cute farm boy who lived out of town, but I'd see him on the weekends because he liked to hang out and party with some of my friends. I had to remind myself that Cody was still interested in me, at least in theory. With Todd, there was no question. He was very physical with me. We couldn't keep our hands off each other. So I broke up with Cody. No, she didn't. She just kept fooling around with Todd. Intimacy with Todd wasn't amazing, but it was the best I'd had at that point. Still, there was one big obstacle that kept me from committing to him. He didn't have much of an interest in getting to know me on a deeper level. Okay, so let's sum this up. She meets Cody. Good intellectually, bad physically. She meets Todd. Good physically. Well, actually, she said it wasn't amazing, but it was the best I'd had up to that point. That point that day, that point that week, that month, the relationship, your lifetime, who knows? But she stayed with both, one for the talking and one for the doing. If we were ever alone with our clothes on, things would get awkward. Sometimes I think we just fooled around so we didn't have to sit in awkward silence. Cody and Todd were both nice guys, interested in me, and I kind of tried them both out. I flip-flopped between the two. What a great person you are. The jerk, I have to change some of these words. Thanks, YouTube. The jerk I fell for. I met James at work. We spent a lot of time talking, turned into flirting. The flirting turned into him inviting me over to his place. He didn't have to ask me twice. He was almost everything I was looking for in a guy. You're so hard to get. He seemed intelligent and mature. He showed interest in me, both physically and as a person. He had tattoos and the kind of quasi-hipster look I went nuts for. There's only one thing missing. He wasn't a nice guy. Now remember, nice guy means boring. That's really code for boring. That she's not fired up. She's not interested. You don't make all the exciting parts tingle, and she gets bored. And so she moves on. He seemed sensitive and sweet at times, but there was always a darker edge to him. And that's why she liked him. He could be controlling, even though we had barely started a relationship. He already tried to restrict my... Ready for it? My illicit substance abuse and my drinking. Shocking. I can't believe she would have issues like that. What with all her great history with dating guys. So again, he could be controlling, even though we'd barely started a relationship. So she says, well, that's a warning sign, and she leaves, right? Nope. He played with my emotions a lot. He would accuse me of cheating without any evidence that I had. There was none because I stayed faithful to him. Unlike Todd and Cody, or whatever his name was, Chad. He would pout and whine to the point where I would apologize and reassure him that even though I really had no reason to. The worst was his manipulation, where I wouldn't give him the kind of intimacy he wanted. He would either go cold on me or accuse me of withholding. He would either accuse me or withholding it because I didn't love him. He'd keep it up until I'd give in, only to brush those tactics off again as soon as I showed reluctance. This is called being a manipulative narcissist. But again, narcissists can be challenging. I've fallen for a narcissist once myself. They can fool you. They can be pretty good. They do a lot of hot and cold, and it kind of messes with you. Throughout it all, I still liked him. So even though he was the worst of the batch, he was the most exciting of the batch, and the most interesting, and the push and the pull and the cold and the hot. And so it kept her, you know, I've said it before, it's like taking a string. If you take a string and throw it on a cat, it'll mess with it for a second, then it's bored. If you swing it up in the air, the cat will look at it, but it's bored. You got to keep it just out of reach. And that's what this guy did. What was his name again? I don't even remember. We've already burned through three names. So Cody was very respectful and nice to talk to. There was no passion. Todd was nice and brought the heat, but he didn't really show any interest in getting to know me on a personal level. I left them for James. Because James gave me both those things. There was a lot of passion between us, but he also seemed genuinely interested in getting to know who I was and having a more personal connection, as he manipulated me and messed with my head. She didn't write that part. I dumped two nice guys so I could date a bad boy instead. It's not because I don't find nice guys appealing. Yes, it is. Or that I don't have so much, or I have some attraction to jerks. Yes, it is. I didn't find the controlling, manipulative, and abusive side of James hot or appealing. I stayed with him despite those qualities, not because of them. Right. And I didn't lose interest in Cody, Todd, because they were nice guys, blah, blah, blah. So let's see. How did everything wrap up for her? A few months after I ended things with James, I met a guy named Jake Austin. We connected on a personal level. We made out like we were on a third date for months. We had crazy, awesome intimacy, almost constantly. And best of all, he treated me with complete and total respect. I'd finally met a nice guy I had real chemistry with. I wasn't about to leave him for some bad boy. Nope. I locked that S down, took his last name, and never looked back. And there it is, a happy ending. Maybe. Happy ending, right? So, okay, she tried the nice guy. Nope. She tried the other nice guy. Nope. At the same time. She dates James. James is a bad boy. She spends some time with him. But he wasn't quite right for her. So then she meets Jake Austin, and she gets married. She is now married to him. She took his last name, and as of July 25th, 2019, last year, this is written by Emma Austin. Now, let's rewind just a little bit, or let's fast forward just a little bit in time. This is sometimes why I don't always jump on the newest articles out there, because you can find some juicy little tidbits. Let's fast forward to, boom, April. Let's see what, April 3rd. Nope, that's not it. These are all her stories, and I zipped through this real quick. Let me see if I can find some of these. I'm going to have to blur this out because some of these are pretty risky, risque. And let's see. Yeah, here it is. Boop. How to tell your partner you want a threesome with a friend from June 12th. And it doesn't have a year following it. So that's this year, June 12th, just a few days ago. My first threesome. Now, I'm not going to read the whole article, but bear with me because this is where it gets interesting. She met the love of her life. She married him. She took his last name. He was everything she wanted. My first threesome happened too abruptly. My boyfriend knew I was interested in having a group thing, and I knew it was one of his big fantasies too. We had only talked about it in the abstract, but it becomes a lot less abstract when we were hanging out with Brian. Well, that's weird. She says her boyfriend. And when she wrote this, it still says Emma Austin. Now, maybe this was June of last year, so before she met Mr. Austin. But it says now below this about her boyfriend. Mr. Austin had known Brian for years. They met through mutual friends and somehow managed to hold down a friendship, even though the only thing they really had in common was a love of intimacy. Actually, love isn't the right word. Brian was downright obsessed. He made it clear to us on several occasions that he was down to fool around, to watch, to do whatever. We hadn't taken advantage of that standing invitation till one evening we were hanging out and working through a stack of DVDs. Mr. Austin and I were still young and impulsive. And when we got bored, we did what young, impulsive, over-bedroom-worked people do in that situation. He took things out and started going. Alrighty, so how'd that work out for Mr. Austin? Mr. Austin is either A, married the woman that he had a threesome with another guy, or B, had a threesome while he was married to his wife. Boy, she sounds like a winner, and she's totally happy with everything she had in her relationship. So, I won't even go through the rest of her stories, because I can't, because already I'm already dancing on the edge here for mommy YouTube. But there you go, guys. So she dates two nice guys at the same time. Then she breaks up with them to go with the jerk, and the jerk was a bad jerk. And she ends things with him to find Mr. Perfect, except Mr. Perfect isn't quite enough because either she's, and I'll leave a link to her page. That's what I'll do. I'll leave a link to her page and you guys can see all the stories that she's written and you can see that she is an absolute hot mess. The other thing that's interesting is that there is no part of this that I read that I don't say. I hear this way, way too often in relationships today. This is just way too common. It's all over Twitter. It's all over the Reddit forums. It's all over Facebook. This is the new normal, which is why Uncle Joker is not dating anymore, because either I'm too old fashioned. You know, I mean, what with all, I guess I'm just too crazy to want to, you know, share my girlfriend or wife with other people. I'm crazy like that. Or times have just left me by. I don't know. But it's, I think I'm just fine here. With my dog and my video games and my cold beer and motorcycle riding and bus building and all my other lovely hobbies. So guys, there you go. There you go. Modern dating in a nutshell. I'm going to leave it there. If you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Hit the notification button. I'm still in good standing with YouTube. There's nothing wrong with following my channel. There's nothing wrong with subscribing. You can enjoy all my amazing content. I put out about two a day here recently. So, guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, even when she met Mr. Perfect, he wasn't perfect enough that she didn't need someone else to come along for some fun in the boudoir. So, yeah, welcome to 2020.